This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network, and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. We are live here in downtown Seattle at Buckley's on Queen and Todd, along with my co-host for today, Mr. Trigvi Olson, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, but today, his all-star role as an owner of the Green Bay Packers. Welcome into hour number two. We thank all the great guests, for Dr. Kristen Lyerly in particular, for joining us in hour number one. Coming up a little bit later on, we have our Grown Up Text to Win contest. Now, we're going to do the big spiel and get into it, tell you exactly how to do this. But I know there's a lot of people already ready and waiting to text in. So we're going to give you the word right off the bat. Go to the Civic Media app and text the following word right now. Holly. H-O-L-L-Y, Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, Holly is the word to text this hour. Somebody at the end of this hour is going to win $100.
So the word is Holly?
Holly, H-O-L-L-Y.
Like deck your walls with lots of holly.
Correct. Holly is the word, Trigvi. And we'll tell you more about that a little bit later. Somebody's going to win $100. And by the way, it's a statewide contest. More on that a little bit later. Also this hour, a what's worse. We're going to talk more with Rachel Perry, the GM here at Buckley's, about Packer being a Packers bar. And, of course, Trigvi's kids are here. We're going to talk to them as well. But right now, I want to get right to it, because this is very exciting. Our very own sports reporter, Mike Clemens, joins us right now. And, Mike, we appreciate you being here. And a big game coming up here in Seattle against the Seahawks on Sunday. People can listen to it, Sunday Night Football, on select stations on Civic Media in Richland Center, Park Falls, and Racine in Kenosha. You have the latest on this after Coach LaFleur. Mike, welcome back to the show. What do you have for us? What's the latest on the Packers versus Seattle?
Hi, Todd. No, practice is still going on. When I get off the phone here, I'll be going to his final press conference, whether he really divulges anything to us. But actually, one of the things we've been watching is that the Jaire Alexander, who 4 weeks ago, when they were playing the Jaguars, was in the end zone. He bumped with a receiver after he caught a touchdown, and it turned out to be like a torn PCL. He was back on the practice field and full participation on Wednesday, practice yesterday. We couldn't see him out there while they let us in the Hudson Center this morning. And that practice is still going on, so then we'll ask LaFleur about that. I talked to Jaire just, you know, off the record, just kind of goofing around. I told him that the media door had been frozen shut because of the zero-degree temperatures in Green Bay, you know. And he said, see, that karma, man, I told you, you know. Because he's always like, when the time is up, you know, there's a timer when we're allowed in the locker room. He's like, okay, man, time's up, you know, get out of here. You know, he's pushing us out.
The gatekeeper, so, Jaire Alexander.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, because he's pointing, you know, like Damian Lillard, he's pointing at his wrist, you know. It's
right.
Media time, get out of here. So I don't know. There's reports like, oh, Jaire's coming back this week. I don't know about that. I don't know if he's ready yet.
Okay.
It'd be helpful if they had him back, though, with Metcalf, right? Like, it'd be good
with
them
Metcalf
to have.
Tyler Lockett and Geno Smith, you know, is playing smart at quarterback. And then this kid that they picked up, is it out of Ohio State, the Jackson Smith in the Jigba? Oh, my.
Yeah.
He's got 900 yards. 900 yards in receptions. Like, the highest Packer receiver is, like, around 500. Of course, you know, Jordan Love spreads the ball out. But this kid is fast, and I watched a little tape of him trying to just understand a lot of what they do. It's kind of like the way Tua Tagovailoa was playing with the Dolphins. Even though he's got Tariq Hill, he's, you know, got some fast receivers. If you're playing zone coverage, the Seahawks are not afraid to take short passes, and get the balls, you know, into these guys' hands like a Tyler Lockett. And they're great at yards after the catch. So, you know, that's something that Xavier McKinney, looks like Evan Williams, the rookie, will be back, even though he had a concussion against the Lions 10 days ago. Mm. That's what they're going to have to look for, is that yards after the catch thing from the Seahawks receiving corps.
Mike, I know your time is precious here. You have a tight schedule. We appreciate you fitting us in. A couple of quick things here. Just bottom line on this, as people listen on Civic Media on Sunday or watch on Sunday Night Football, besides what you've already mentioned, any other keys to this game that are going to be important for our listeners?
Yeah, don't underestimate the Seahawks' potential on offense. They're actually a pretty good team. Even though they're 8-5, the teams that they've lost to are, you know, like playoff bomb teams. They lost a game to the Bills, to the Rams, who are now hot, to the Lions. The only clunker they've had was when they lost to the Giants. But, you know, they've battled, and they're playing to try and clinch their division after the 49ers lost last night. And, you know, as for the Packers, actually, I believe if the Falcons lose this weekend, the Packers could at least clinch a playoff berth. There's just no way they're going to get, you know, win the division, but they could at least get into the wild card conversation. There could be some rain. It'll be noisy. But other than that, I think the Packers are actually pretty healthy for December football.
Mike Clemens, you brought up this game last night on Thursday Night Football, the 49ers versus the Rams. Former Green Bay Packer Devondre Campbell walked off the field last night, quit. Fill us in on that. Wild and wacky stuff.
Just bizarre. Devondre Campbell played for the Falcons for a number of years, then 1 year for the Cardinals. And Brian Gutekunst picked him up, and Aaron Rodgers in camp said, man, who's this guy? He's great. And he ended up starting an inside linebacker for the Packers for 3 years until he had numerous injuries. And then he did some weird stuff last year. He went into Matt LaFleur and complained about Joe Barry, the defensive coordinator, and was in and out and unavailable. And so then the Packers moved on from him. So he gets signs with the 49ers when Dre Greenlaw, one of their star linebackers, tears an Achilles in the Super Bowl. So last night, Greenlaw is trying to make a comeback, gets a sore leg. Another linebacker gets hurt. So the coaches turn and say, hey, you know, get in there, Devondre. He says, you know what? I don't want to play. And he walked into the locker room. I mean, you know, remember Antonio Brown? When he kind of just took off his shirt and left. This guy, for all the things that this guy has done in football, 9-10 years in the NFL, he will be remembered as one of the all-time quitters. And he'll probably be released in the next 24 hours.
And I know Coach Shanahan said that last night,
Yeah, we had this guy in Green Bay for 3 years. They were still in the game. The 49ers are playing for their season. Instead, they end up losing. They're now 6-8. They lost 12-6 in a game. There was all field goals in the rain at home against the Rams, and the Rams are moving on.
Wow. He made a Pro Bowl for the Packers.
Really? I didn't know.
Devondre Campbell?
Yeah. Wow.
He's a Pro Bowl player the 1 year.
Don't have time to get into it, but also a big game for the Bucs this weekend on Saturday. I believe it is Mike Clemens are doing this in-tournament thing out in Vegas or in the semifinals out there.
The NBA Cup, and you know, $50,000 if you win all the games through that. They're 4-0 so far. They're taking on the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow at 3:30 Wisconsin time.
There you go. Mike Clemens, you're worth your weight in gold to us here at Civic Media. We appreciate you so very much, our sports reporter. Thank you, my friend. We will talk to you very soon, and we'll see if the Pack can get it done against Seattle on Sunday. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend in Seattle.
All right, thanks, go Pack, go. Mike Clemens there, our sports reporter. Always appreciate him. Trevi, I think that Mike, well, he always brings up great points, obviously, but I don't think this is, as much as we're obviously Packer fans, this is not a cakewalk out here. This is not going to be a thing where the Packers just come on the field, they're going to walk away winners. It's going to be a dogfight. Yeah. And if you look at this series, as we said earlier, this is a series that's almost become a rivalry outside of our immediate division there. These two teams have a history.
They have a history, and, you know, there's a history of bad things happening to the Packers when they're playing in Seattle, whether it's the replacement referees, one signaling touchdown, the other
interception.
The onside kick, obviously, with Brian Bostock in the NFC Championship game. It's kind of a house of horrors, a little bit like the Metrodome was, so we'll see. I'm excited to see the stadium, though. It's going to be loud and I think it's supposed to be a great place to see a football game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. And it turns out Trevi's going to have club seats. He's sitting.
No,
they,
I'm not.
They bring
I'm
him
not,
food.
I'm not.
They bring him
not,
all. They give him massage.
I'm not. not in closed seats.
But no, it's gonna be
yeah,
great.
Club seats would be nice, but yeah. No, we're not in club seats.
Speaking of, we'll bring out your kids here in a minute.
What's the word again?
Well, here we go, Mr. Thomas. If you're ready, let's go. It's time once again for Growing Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Let's go.
A whip cracks, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
See, it's growing up. It's the growing up gift list text to win contest. Did you know that? Every time Santa cracks his whip, an angel gets his wings, Trigby.
I don't like that. That's inappropriate.
All right, here we go.
It's a Wonderful Life. It's one of my favorite movies.
One of mine as well. So here's how this works, and we're going to give you the whole spiel right now, is that somebody this hour is going home $100 richer, you understand? And it could be you. Here's what you do. You download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store on your iPhone or your on your Android device. It's free. It takes less than a minute. You click on it, download it. Then the first 11 stations are the stations that we're on. You click the one that's closest to you. If you don't have one close to you, just click on the one that looks the best. Madison, Waukesha, Richland Center, whatever. Then, in the lower right-hand corner, you'll see a little icon that says text. Text. Look at Trigby's doing this in real time. And then you're all set to go, and you text the following word. The word this hour is Holly. Holly. H-O-L-L-Y. The word this hour is Holly, as in have a holly jolly Christmas. Holly is the word this hour, H-O-L-L-Y. But here's the deal. Text carefully. Because they don't want any hanky-panky, any funny business going on at Civic Media. And so the computer chooses the winners. And if you don't spell it correctly, you are rejected by the computer. So it's H-O-L-L-Y. By the way, and they sent an attorney out here with me. I can't believe this. The cost of finding an attorney with Todd. But anyway, we have to tell you, it is a statewide contest.
That was me right there on your phone.
Oh, really?
You texted? It just had me. Trigby from Todd's. It asked where, and I said, yeah. Trigby from Todd's remote studio. And I texted in Holly.
Yep.
And the word.
See, it works.
And hopefully I win the $100.
It's a statewide contest.
I'll buy you lunch if I do.
Oh, thank you. It's a statewide contest. Somebody's going to win $100 this hour. We also, other days, give the Chula Vista Resort Wisconsin Dells trip overnight getaway from Chula Vista. But this hour, it's $100. Also, one of 8 grand prizes you'll be registered for to win as well. We'll tell you about those when we come back. Also, talk with Trigby's kids. What do they have to say about this trip? And coming on a little bit later, Rachel Perry, GM here of Buckley's on Queen Anne in Seattle. Best place in Seattle to have a beer. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The Todd O'Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at beautiful Buckley's on Queen Anne, the official Packers sports bar here in Seattle, as we cover the Packers coming on out here to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Game time at around 7:15 on Sunday Night Football. Da, 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 da. And a pregame show at 5 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network in Richland Center, Park Falls, Racine, and Kenosha. A quick note, we are not legally allowed to stream the Packers on the Civic Media app. You have to live in Richland Center, Park Falls, or Racine and Kenosha, or watch it on NBC or the Peacock. The Peacock.
I want to see you, Peacock.
There we go.
Wow, double the dose of Katy Perry for Trigby today.
Oh, Katy Perry there. Trigby,
you're mocking me, Somers.
Well, you know, I figured since your daughters were there, it was the perfect time to bring back some Katy Perry.
Yeah.
It really is. It really. We're going to talk to them in just a second.
I'm just going to shake it off. I'm like that other chick.
That's Taylor Swift. That's
I know.
All right. It's the word of the hour, by the way, in our grown-up gift list text to win contest. Holly, H-O-L-L-Y. The word is Holly. Text it right now to the Civic Media app. Somebody this hour before 2 o'clock is going to win, well, at 2 o'clock, is going to win a $100 Benjamin Franklin bill. It could be you. So text it
and
right now.
And a chance to stay at the Chula Vista.
Well, that's the hourly prize for other,
not for this.
But right. some hours, you're right. Yeah, it goes back and forth.
Oh, God.
But some nights, some hours, is the overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in the Dells.
Well, I need to start listening to the Pat show if he's giving away Chula Vista Resort.
Right, he does.
But who doesn't want $100?
Who doesn't want $100?
And all you got to do is text Holly.
Thank you. Holly, H-O-L-L-Y. And, of course, everybody who texts in is eligible for one of 8 grand prizes to be given away at the end of next week. It could be a robot vacuum.
Oh,
like
a Roomba.
Like
what?
The name of your vacuum.
Oh, Cookie. Yeah, you can add. Yes, Cookie.
Yeah, Cookie.
Yeah, you can ask. Cookie.
All right.
Cookie the vacuum.
A humidifier, an espresso machine, a set of luggage.
Or a snowblower.
Or a snowblower. And now, Zomers, you saw the movie Hot Frosty. Was there a snowblower involved in that movie?
That depends on how far you read into things. No, there is no snowblower.
Nothing makes Olaf smile more than knowing the snowblower is coming down the sidewalk.
So, yes, a snowblower could be yours as well. See, fantastic grand prizes here. But the only way you could be eligible is to enter right now on the Civic Media app. Text Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, right now on the Civic Media app. All right, Summers, it's 24 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock time. Once again, for what's worse, let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. Unlike our text to win contest, there are no prizes here. Only your chance to have your name and your opinion heard statewide across Wisconsin radio and on the Civic Media app around the world. All right. This one's very interesting. Lots of music in Seattle, by the way, Trivia.
Really, Todd?
I mean, I'm just saying it's a hub.
There's lots of beer in Wisconsin, Todd.
Is he always this sassy? Yeah, your daughter say yes. All right. The what's worse for for today? What's worse, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? What's worse, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you could text us that as well. What's worse, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones? You know what we should ask? We should ask your lovely and talented daughters, Ms. Ula and Ms. Kaya. Come on over, ladies. We welcome you into the show. Look at this. Making their first appearance on the big program. How are you all? Oh, hang on. I got to unmute your mics. All right, now you go. How are you?
Hi, Todd. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Well, it's fantastic. I met you both before, and now you're here. So give us your – well, first of all, what's worse, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
I can't answer that question because it would be a betrayal of myself and probably like my dad and my mom.
Oh, really?
Not that they're really like hardcore Beatles fans. No. My dad, though, is a hardcore Rolling Stones fan, but I can't answer that because I like both.
Kaya?
I prefer the Beatles over the Rolling Stones. Sorry, oh. Dad.
Nice.
No offense.
See, an opinion.
I love it. That's just my opinion.
I like it. By the way, happy birthday, Kaya.
Thank you.
You celebrated a birthday yesterday here in Seattle.
Yeah. We went to a Thai place with one of Dad's friends and coworkers for a really long time, and it was really, really good.
Well, that's fantastic. So you guys have been taking this trip around, trips, I should say, occasionally around the country. How many stadiums have you been to so far, say, the Packers?
Is this 16, 17?
No,
17. This is
17,
yeah.
17. Wow.
For them, 14 for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's do you have a favorite stadium you've been to so far other than Lambeau Field?
Well, I really like the 49ers stadium. I thought,
really?
Yeah, Kai didn't go to that game because she wasn't coming along yet. But the 49ers stadium was very nice. It was very pretty. And the Packers had a pretty good game.
Oh, really? They won.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers drove them down with 20 seconds left.
Kaya?
I really like SoFi Stadium in LA. That was beautiful. There were like inner fountains and stuff. It was so cool.
They have fountains in the stadium?
Yeah, they have like fountains and trees. It was so cool. And the food by far, I'd say, was the best because we had like club seats and there was like buffet stuff. Mm. It was by far, in my opinion, the best.
Okay.
Food-wise. And just in general, the best.
Now, you guys, we're gonna bring you back a little bit later on in the show. We have some more time. But your dad has told me stories about taking you guys to games. And you guys aren't just sitting there going, oh, yeah, we're a couple of chicks. We heard dad. No. You guys actually know football.
Yeah, we're big Packers fans.
I love it. So give us your quick. We got about a minute left here. Any quick predictions for Sunday night?
Well, I just hope that whenever Jordan Love plays really well, when he's feeling happy and hype, like when he's smiling before the game, because like for the Bears game, he was on the field and he was smiling and he was, you know, hyped for the game. And then, you know, they did well.
Right.
But then when they were playing against the Lions, he looked very serious and like locked in, and they didn't play as well, you know.
Very insightful.
So when he's like happy and excited and smiling before a game, I feel like that's when he does best.
Kaya?
I'm just gonna say the same as Ula. Love plays really well when he's like happy and excited and just more energetic. And I want to say also Tucker Kraft is playing really well.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah, we're big Tucker Kraft fans.
Your dad wanted me to get him on the show. I said, look, I'm no Mike Clemens, you understand? I'm no Al Michaels. I can't just get these guys on the show. But we appreciate you being here. We're going to have you come back a little bit later in the show, talk a little bit more about the game and about what you guys are up to.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. We have Ula and Kaya Olson there, along with your dad, Trigby. We're live here in Buckley's in Queen Anne. The word this hour to text is Holly, H-O-L-L-Y. Holly for $100.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at Buckley's on Queen Anne in downtown Seattle. That is the fight song of the United States Navy. Ladies and gentlemen, the big game coming up tomorrow on Saturday, Navy versus Army, Army versus Navy. I cannot wait for those watching the stream. I've changed caps into my new Navy cap because I get to watch the game tomorrow with a bunch of dudes, some Navy guys, because my youngest godson works over there at Puget Sound, the shipyard over there at Bremerton. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be cheering on Navy with a bunch of Navy guys as they take on Army. Should be a fantastic game. Cannot wait. So go Navy, beat Army tomorrow on the big Army-Navy game. Right now joined here.
That was John McCain's favorite thing in the world, was going to the Army-Navy game.
That's yeah. He worked for McCain.
Loved going.
So that's fantastic. There you are, Trigby Olson, a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, also a Green Bay Packer owner, joining us here at the desk here in Buckley's. And once again, rejoined by the wonderful general manager of Buckley's on Queen Anne here, Rachel Perry. Rachel, again, thanks for your hospitality. This is just the best place that could do a show. Trigby and I have done a lot of them on location. Great atmosphere, great people. You guys could not have been nicer, so thank you so very much.
Of course. We're happy to have you guys. This has been fun.
Well, it's our pleasure, and we understand there's been at least one listener who has been listening here in Seattle, is out here for the game, wanted to know how long we're going to be around. We'll be here to at least 1:30 by the time we take things down, and we're going to stick around and have lunch. So for all of you who might be listening on the Civic Media app while you're here in Seattle, I know there are people coming out today and tomorrow. If you're going to come out here, it's super easy to find. Just dial up Buckley's, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y-S. It's the one on Queen Anne, right?
Queen Anne.
Because there are a couple out here.
We have one location in Belltown. They're less than a mile apart, so it is on Queen Anne. not in Belltown.
And it's easy to get here. Let me just tell you this. Our listeners will understand. It was easier to park here at Buckley's in Queen Anne in Seattle than it was for me to park in Green Bay.
Dang.
So it was easy. It was very easy. And, of course, out here in Seattle, which unfortunately out in Wisconsin we don't have a lot of, the public transportation out here in Seattle, it's just great to get around.
Yeah, it does. It's wonderful.
Yep, so very easy to find. Buckley's on Queen Anne. Tell us a little bit about Rachel being the general manager here. You said been about 10 years between server and general manager?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really started doing GM work right before COVID. Mm-hmm. And it's just a lot of scheduling and managing front of house and hiring and firing. And
yeah,
it's fun because I get to also do stuff like this and meet people and that come into town and create a fun atmosphere for those people as well. Seattle's a big tourist destination, especially like summertime and during sports season. So it's fun. I enjoy it a lot.
So you've seen a lot of teams visit Seattle here, and you know, you don't have to give us the worst one, but can you tell us, like, fan bases that come out here? What are top two or three that you really, really enjoy?
The worst one.
You can if you want. Yeah. Sure.
You want best and worst?
Sure. Yeah, best.
Oh, okay.
Viking fans are probably the worst. I get that. But.
So, man, put on the spot.
Right, right.
I mean, being in Seattle, Niners fans aren't the best to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
Just because that's always been a big rivalry.
Yep.
So, unfortunately, I'd probably put them at my worst just because.
Right.
They are like
unruly.
Yeah, and they definitely hate Seattle fans. So there's that aspect of
They're
it that comes into play.
Them, probably,
maybe. Yeah. They've been better than us for a while, so I don't know if it's jealousy. I think they just they love that rivalry.
Yeah, right.
This season we've had a lot of big groups come through. Miami was a big one. That showed up.
Wow, that's
which
a long
was surprising.
Trip for them,
but they don't play here very often. Yeah. So, and then the Bills a few weeks ago, huge uptick in Bills fans that were here that all traveled for that game. Both fan bases were
wonderful. Well, honestly, if you lived in Buffalo, of course you'd want to come to Seattle.
Right.
Yeah, again, it's warmer here.
You ever been
here
to Buffalo? Yeah. I mean, other than Niagara Falls, right? Once you've seen that, pretty much.
Our other location is an Eagles bar.
Oh, really?
Okay. So when they play here, they travel very well, and they are unruly fans as well, but the ones that we have here, like our Packers fans, know how great they have it to have a Buckley's location as their home base. So it's you get the uptick in fans, but everyone like self-regulates and treats this place like it's home and feels like they're at home when they're around the bar in Seattle for their fan group, so that's always a good time.
And the Kelsey brothers never did their podcast at the other place, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So we're here. I'm not saying we're no Kelsey brothers, by the way, but
one day we can aspire to be that.
True story.
Somewhere.
We're better looking than those guys.
I would say that.
We're older than those guys.
Yes.
We're older than those guys. That's what
we are. So this is a true story. I haven't told Trivia yet this. So I got here this morning, and your owners let me in. It was fantastic. I was parking. I rented a truck to get our equipment around, and I was parking. You could see it out the window here about where that black SUV is. I was parking, and I went over there to use the kiosk to pay for my parking, and a guy was coming down the street like a delivery vehicle, and he rolls down his window, and he goes, and I had all my Packer gear on, and he goes, "Hey, you a Packer fan?" And I go, "As a matter of fact, I am," and I have to be careful and clean it up for radio, and he looks right at me in the eyes, he goes, "F you," because I'm a Bears fan. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
At least he's like the happy holidays.
Right.
Yeah, that makes it a friendly thing, you know?
At least he wished me a happy holiday. True story. But, I mean, I think that's the kind of spirit you talked about, the Kraken NHL team out here earlier. You know, Seattle's known for the stereotype of the coffee and the birthplace of Starbucks. A lot of great independent. I used to be in the coffee business as well, so I've been out here for that. And, of course, you have the public market, which is a great tourist place, the ferries, lots of history with indigenous people here in Seattle and Northwest. All really, really great stuff. But it seems to me, tell me as a native Seattlean, the sports really is just something that really is in the heart. It's a heartbeat of Seattle out here.
It is, and we get our hearts broken a lot, but
we do too.
Yeah, we stay true to our teams, and it's, I mean, especially during this time of year when the weather's not as good, and we have football, and that's what keeps us alive, and now we have hockey, and so the city really comes to life during sports season, and now we have sports season all year round, which is great.
Right.
But yeah, this city runs on sports, which I love and appreciate.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Buckley's here on Queen Anne. Talking to Rachel here, Perry, the general manager at Buckley's. It's not just a great TV set, it's a great atmosphere. Tell us about some of the food, other things that you guys do here.
Yeah, what do we want to have for lunch?
Yeah.
I already know what I'm having.
People always look at the menu beforehand.
I already knew just when I walked back.
It was
back
the fish
by
and chips,
kitchen.
Wasn't
yeah,
it?
It is.
Yeah.
See, look at
I heard you say something about the fish and chips. We do our own beer batter and use a local beer for that.
Ooh.
So it's... Our fish and chips are delicious. We were on the Food Network for our Thai sesame ribs.
Really?
In 2016 on one of their top five shows. We got number 2 best bar food in the country for those. So it's
wait, little claim to fame.
Did
you hear that, everybody? Number 2 on the Food Network for best bar food right here at Buckley's in Queen Anne.
So what's crazy? When you have Kai on, you're going to have to ask her because she watches the Food Network all the time.
Really?
And I know she was watching the thing about best bar food in America.
That's great.
Yeah, I had just started work. I'd been working here maybe a year. And
that's crazy.
I was up late one night and all of a sudden our owner's face was on my screen and I did not know. that was going to happen.
Wow.
And that was, I thought I was in trouble. I was like,
really?
Why is Tim in my living room on my screen? But I've been, because I've worked here so long.
Here, we could bring, here, look at this. Here's the Amazon guy, right? Come on. We're on the air. This is fantastic. You work for Amazon?
Yeah.
Well, come on over. So here's Rachel. She's the gentleman. So right here, Amazon is right down the street. What's your name?
Skylar.
Here's Skylar, an Amazon delivery guy right here. He has delivery. Do you decide for that?
Oh, I can
all
take
right,
it, yeah.
These are the kind of things we love. Live action right here.
Right.
You're on statewide radio, Kyle.
With
all across Wisconsin, Skyler.
Yeah.
Say, go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go.
Are you a Packer fan or not? No. You're a Seattle fan, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to the game Sunday?
I'm not, no.
All right, well, what if we could find you tickets? Would you go? All right. Well, thanks for what you do, Skylar. We appreciate you. That's Skylar from Amazon right up the street.
Just a local business that delivers stuff.
Right.
Always.
Just a
little small company down the road.
Yeah, tiny delivery
service. We interrupted about food. It's not just
Food Network. Okay, sesame ribs.
This is always what I tell people. We have such a variety of food, but I have worked here for 10 years, and I still eat probably 80% of my meals here, and I am not sick of the food. I think our kitchen guys do such a great job. They all enjoy their jobs. They love working here. And
do you have cheese curds?
We have deep-fried cheese curds.
No way. You do?
We do. It makes me nervous to say that to Wisconsin fans.
Right.
So don't judge us solely on those.
Don't judge us by our half shell clam.
No, I'm going to judge you by the I'm going to judge you by the fish and chips.
Right.
That's fair.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean there are definitely things in Seattle that we're known
for. Well, you wouldn't want to judge. We would not want to be judged by our coffee by all
That's
of
fair.
You, right?
Or sushi. Like, sushi's yeah, probably
sushi,
a little different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wisconsin.
Oh, you think?
I mean, we don't sell sushi here,
no.
But I can imagine.
No,
yeah.
I mean, there are a couple of places that import it or whatever, or fly it in fresh every day, but not like out here.
But I mean, you can't go wrong with deep fried cheese.
Right.
Ever.
No,
it's hard.
You
well, we actually here where
he's
we're
got
here.
Cheese curds.
We actually
too.
Brought our own cheese. If you want to fry it, I'm just kidding.
That's like real squeaky cheese, though.
It's squeaky. See, that's good that you knew that about it being squeaky.
It is squeaky.
Yeah, it's cedar from Cedar Grove cheese right here to go along with our new Glarus Brewery Spotted Cow beer. But we won't open that. That's a gift from my godson.
You know what?
What's the best?
Glarus should really. They really should sponsor the Todd Abba.
They should. We'll talk
most
about
most popular show between noon and 2 across the state of Wisconsin.
It's the only one.
Certainly, it's the only one.
on
Civic Media.
Talk to us about what's a great microbrewery here in Seattle that you guys carry?
So Georgetown Brewing is probably our biggest support, and vice versa. They have been supporting Buckley's since the beginning. They make a wide variety of different kinds of beers. Manny's Pale Ale is probably our top-selling beer from them. It's an unfiltered pale ale. And then Bodhi Zafa is their IPA that, again, those two are.
You want one of those, the Manny Pale Ale? Will you drink that?
You know, I don't usually drink beer early in the day anymore.
It makes me really tired.
I know, but
you know what? Bring me after we get done here, I'll take a Manny's Pale Ale and we'll drink.
Well, I'm gonna order. We're gonna have lunch.
I know, but we have to.
I want to try this
on the air and tell people.
Oh, you're gonna drink on the air?
Well, last 10 minutes.
Oh, there you go. I like.
We also have their
tavern. What beer would you have if you were just having a beer? Are you a beer drinker?
I am not a big beer drinker. I really like ciders.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of good cider places in Seattle as well.
Right.
Locust is a really good one. I think we're carrying Schilling right now. But beer has not ever been my forte.
Yeah. All right. I drank a lot of beer in my 20s. Now I don't drink it so much.
Yeah.
Minute and a half left, Rebecca. Good gosh, Rachel.
It's an R.
You know, I clearly need something to drink any. Rachel, give us in the last minute or so here a couple other highlights. What's your favorite thing about living in Seattle? When someone says, I'm coming here, what's the thing you tell them they got to do?
I mean, the market is a big one. Mm-hmm. I love that there's so many local vendors down there. And they've all been there for so many years. Going to see the fish being thrown, that's always fun. I have some friends that opened a cultured creamery down there called Hellenica.
We saw it yesterday.
Those are good friends of mine that are also regulars of the bar. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I mean, it's a little cold, but can't go wrong with delicious ice cream.
You cannot go wrong with that at all, right?
I mean, the Space Needle's a big one, too. The Mopop is right next to there, and that's really cool to see. It's the Museum of Pop Culture, but they have, like, a horror exhibit for, like, movies and a fairy tale movie exhibit, and then there's, like, the Nirvana aspect of it that you can go see. So it's really neat. It covers, like, movies and music and
Rachel Perry, general manager here at Buckley's on Queen Anne. Thank you so much. You've been a spectacular guest, a spectacular host. We appreciate you. Everybody that comes out to Seattle, stop by Buckley's on Queen Anne. Thanks a lot, Rachel.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Our pleasure. Come on back. We have Kaya and Ula along with Trigby. Todd will have a beer, and we'll remind you again, the word this hour is Holly. Text Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, Holly, to the Civic Media app. And go Navy, beat Army. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, CBS or ABC News, depending upon which of the network stations you listen to across Wisconsin. A sports update from our sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Many thanks for having him on the show today here talking about this Seattle Packers game and a weather update. And then, of course, it's Maggie Dawn every afternoon from 2 until 4, the Maggie Dawn Show, followed by the Dom Salvia Show, in which next time on Dom's show, he will have your next word of the day in terms of our grown-up gift list text to win contest. And then it is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight from 6 until 8, Rick Smith Across America, followed by our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Again, this hour, 8 minutes left, somebody's going to win at the top of the hour $100 in our grown-up gift list text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app and text the word Holly, H-O-L-L-Y. Text Holly right now. Somebody's going to win $100 at the end of this hour and be entered in to win one of the great 8 grand prizes, a robot vacuum, a humidifier, espresso machine, snowblower, or a luggage set. So make sure you do that as well. Right now, and we are joined by Trevi Olson, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project and the Packer owner, and his wonderful daughters, Ula and Kaya, as well, here at Buckley's. Trevi, she has brought me, Rachel has, this great beer. This is Manny's Pale Ale, one of the great microbreweries here in Seattle. Let's give it a go live on the air. And remember, anytime you hear or see me, your radio host, having a beverage, is a great time for you.
He's now drinking the beer. The beer has kind of a amber color to it.
It's very nice. It's a little. I like these because there's a little bit of wheat too, like a little bit of a tinge of wheat to it.
Wheat, yep.
Wheaty beer.
So wheat.
It's a Rob Wheaty beer. So it's very good. And isn't it great, Trigby? Again, you know, we like to focus on Wisconsin. I was out in, our friend Kelly Call of Just a Bit Outside, the great movie. By the way, a big announcement coming soon, Just a Bit Outside, the movie, the story of the 82 Brewers. Looks like it'll be either streamed or DVD in time for Christmas.
Nice. I believe both. Except who has DVD players?
I do.
Or anyone with a game console.
We
have a PlayStation. Kai, are you getting me a new PlayStation?
Xbox. We have an Xbox.
Mom. Xbox, I'm in.
So, but I mean, we travel around Wisconsin, we see this, but now, you know, me going to LA, us coming here to Seattle, it's just great beer, great people, great local bars. These are things that go beyond Republican, Democrat, Independent. It's what makes Wisconsin great. It's what makes America
great. Exactly. That's the thing. Honestly, all this red state, blue state, divide stuff, like, we really need to get our act together and start realizing there's way more across Wisconsin that unites us than divides us, and there's way more across America. And we need to get out of, like, hating on each other and start getting on where are people that we can work together with. And the ones who don't want to work together should get out of the way. I'm not optimistic that we're going to get that for 4 years, but that is what we should be doing.
Strive.
We certainly can do it in our states.
Yeah, absolutely. Ladies, Kaya and Ula, great to have you here. Thank you so very much. You, through the benefit of your parents, your mom originally from Lithuania, you've traveled a lot, not just here but abroad. What things do you see in your travels with your dad around all these football stadiums? What's a common through line that you've seen at several different places?
So if we're kind of comparing my dad and my mom, dad's more organized and he lets us kind of do what we want more. Uh-huh. Mom's kind of all over the place.
Tell about some of the museums that you've seen. Because an important part of us going to these things. It's not just the football. Yeah. It's really about them getting to see the cities. Tell about some of the museums that you've seen and which ones you've liked.
So I really liked the La Brea Tar Pits, that's what it's called, in California. It was really, really cool. I found that because I was just, like, Googling stuff to do in L.A. Because I'm normally in charge of that. Thanks, Dad, for that privilege. Yep.
Kaya puts together the schedule. And for those who have kids, you know, one of the things, we are really blessed that we've had the opportunity to travel and live in some other places. One of the things that is really important to do is let them do the research of the things they want to see.
And then I liked the... What's the art museum in L.A. that's...
Getty.
The Getty Museum. It was really, really cool. There was this, like, light exhibit where it was, like, this machine that projected light. And, like, it looked different from your eyes to your phone to, like, a bunch of different things. I thought that was really, really cool as well. I wasn't the biggest fan of the L.A. County Art Museum. That wasn't...
Not the biggest fan.
All right. Not Ula.
Should I answer? Should I do the same as Kaya, or should I answer your original question?
Yeah, answer your question.
Well, I'll go. I don't know. I think a lot of the museums that we visit, and like a lot of the places that we go, it's just cool to see like all the different kinds of people. And I think what's so special about seeing like football and like the fans is you kind of get like a really like a good taste of like the kind of people that you see in each city when you go to like a football game, because it's very like it's a big like community. Mm-hmm. And so that's why football games are always so fun, is that like you get to meet all these people. And I know like people really don't like Philly fans.
They were so nice,
but they were really, really nice, and we got to like walk around and they gave us drinks, and it's just like,
well, they didn't give you drinks.
They didn't give us drinks. They gave us drinks and they gave us Coke.
Yeah,
right. Drinks as in non-alcoholic beverages, things that you consume.
But I'm not sure if you intended to do this or not. But what you just did for me, and I think hopefully for our listeners and viewers, is you nailed it. In that, there's a perception. But when you stop and get to know people and break bread with them or have a drink, alcoholic or otherwise, you might find out something different. Yeah. And shouldn't that be what Wisconsin and America is about? Yeah. Getting to know each other, not through perceptions, but through actual conversations.
Yeah.
Hey, one quick question for each of you. What makes Wisconsin great to you?
Cheese. Family.
fantastic. There we go. We got beer from New Glarus. We got beer from Seattle right here. And we got cheese from Wisconsin. We got Trivi Olson, Ula Olson, and Kaya Olson. Thank you so very much, you guys.
Thank you.
Also, thank you to Rachel Perry, the great GM, and all the folks here at Buckley's on Queen Anne in Seattle. To Mike Clemens and Dr. Lyerly and Zomers back at home. We'll see you live from right here in Seattle on Monday. Keep fighting whatever you believe in. Don't give up. Keep banging your drum. Go Pack Go. See you Monday.
Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.